Good morning. We're going to be dialing in my microphone and all microphones for the next couple of minutes and all that kind of good stuff, so thanks for being patient, but welcome to almost the completed, renovated sanctuary. So thanks to all those that have been faithful in the giving towards this. Obviously, you got new monitors that are crystal clear. The biggest probably improvement for you, not the seats, but the lights overhead, they're a little bit brighter. And so some of you that I've heard from over the years, you can actually read the Bible now. But welcome to the St. John's Christian Church as we worship for the first time in this space underneath all of this new stuff. Still have some things to go, technical kind of stuff, and we'll see what happens. But welcome to the Walker family and all that. Well, not both sides of the family for Max's baptism. So welcome to you all. Pages 8, 9, and 10 have the announcements for the week, not only at St. John's for the next month, but also several community events that we want to let you know about. The Fellowship Committee is hosting the Veterans Breakfast again on November 9th. And they invite all veterans and family members to sign up on what is affectionately known as the Wandering Bulletin Board. That means it's on wheels, but I don't know that it got rolled from the chapel down here, but I know our head usher will do that before the service is out, because he was listening. And then we have Ann Grimm with us somewhere coming to speak on behalf of the Mission Committee.
Good morning. I come to you this morning on behalf of the Missions Committee to share with you about our focus this month, which is LifeWise Academy here in Archbold. Have you noticed youth and adults walking around with red shirts with LifeWise in big letters on their shirt? Or maybe you've seen the yard signs around Archbold, surrounding communities, and even in other counties, the big red sign that also says LifeWise on it. What is this LifeWise all about? It's an RTRI that stands for Release Time Religious Instruction. And that means weekly, students can take one non-core class, like a study hall during class time, and use it for a LifeWise religious study in a classroom off the site. LifeWise uses the Gospel Project curriculum, and it uses a model called the Head, Heart, and Hands. The head, we learn. We get the knowledge. The students learn scriptures, Bible stories, and biblical characteristics through teaching and fun activities. The heart, how does it affect the student's life and determine who they become? And then the hands, how can the student use what they've learned in their daily lives? LifeWise has requirements, and three of the major ones are: the LifeWise program has to be held off the school property, it has to be privately funded, and the students need the parents' approval to be able to attend LifeWise classes. Each school in the program, and most of Fulton County has a program in each school district, is a little bit different. Some started with one grade, some started with a few grades, and they continue to add to that. Here in Archbold, it is offered to K through 4 at Archibald Evangelical Church. They have a classroom where the kids are bused from the school and they can go for one class once a week. We have added the fifth graders from the middle school, and they are taken by van to the Ruley Park Scout Cabin for their classes. As of mid-September, they had 300 students enrolled, and I think that's pretty awesome. So how can we support LifeWise Academy here in Archibald? First of all, prayer. Pray for the staff and their interactions with the children. Pray for the students that they're open to learning about Christ. And pray for the program that it continues to thrive and grow. Then, of course, the financial part. Being privately funded, they need us. We can help by our donations at lifewise.org/Archbold. You can set up a one-time or a recurring offering. Or through St. John's offering envelopes here, you can do the same thing. You can mark MAM or LifeWise on your envelope, or you can go to the Breeze Online Giving and use the LifeWise drop-down. And lastly, volunteer Do you have 1 hour that you could give to help in a LifeWise classroom? You can also apply for that at lifewise.org/Archbold to apply. We have many ways to support LifeWise here in Archbold as they continue to share the gospel with our children. So please, prayerfully consider how God wants you to help LifeWise Academy. Thank you.
Good morning. It's good to see everyone here in this fresh space this morning. Our first scripture this morning is found in Romans. We'll be reading from chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. We do have the blue Bibles in at least the pews, I think. If you're reading from there, it's on page 1116. The book of Romans is a letter written by Paul to the Roman church, explaining some core Christian beliefs and giving some guidance. So we'll start with verse 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more have we been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Please pray with me. Dear God, we are amazed by the ways you reveal yourself to us, a powerful creator, a dying savior, and our comforting spirit. We are so thankful for the gift of salvation and a relationship with you, to also know you as a loving parent, risen Lord, and breath of fresh air. We come here today to praise you for this gift and ask that you be present in all these ways with us today. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I ask you to please stand if you are able. And I'm a little nervous this morning for some reason. I think it's because of all of the Walker family sitting up here in front of us right now. But anyways, I would like to ask us to sing our first two opening songs. Our first song is Living Hope. And I trust that the words will appear on these beautiful new screens. And our second song is Hear the Call of the Kingdom. And I will attempt to lead you singing in both of them. So let us sing Living Hope.
Oh. mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Alleluia, praise the one who set me free. Alleluia, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, set me free. Alleluia. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Alleluia. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. His song rise within you as a fragrant offering. Rich in mercy came in Christ to redeem all who trust in his unfailing grace. Hear the call of the kingdom to be children of light. With the mercy of heaven, the humility of Christ, walking justly before him, loving all that is right, and the Christ we may show. King of heaven, we will answer the call. We will follow, bringing hope to the world, filled with passion, filled with power to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name. Hear the call of the kingdom to each child in the mouse, with the Father's compassion in the wonder of the cross, bringing peace and forgiveness and a hope yet to come. Let the nations put their trust in Him. King of heaven, we will answer the call. We will follow, bringing hope to the world, filled with passion, filled with power to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name.
All right, so now let us all join together in passing the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ among each other.
Dare I say, I invite all of the children forward for today's children's message. Come on up. It is a lot brighter, isn't it? You know what, though? I can actually see all of your faces, finally. Jude, you're okay, buddy. Here, Cha-Cha's right here. You can go sit with Graham. There, Cha-Cha's right here, okay? Nope. All right. Let's see, I'm going to look over here. Which one of you wants to read for me this morning?
Me.
Have you been working on your reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have? Let's see. Ryan, how are you doing with reading?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, hold on 1 second so that they can hear you. We're hooked onto my earrings here. Hang tight. You had that same problem? You took your earrings off, I see. Uh-huh. All right, I need you to read down here.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Wow, can we give Ryan a round of applause? That was awesome. Good job, Ryan. Your schooling is paying off, buddy. All right, hang tight. With our new official headsets. All right. Ryan just read us a verse about a new creation. So yesterday we were at a wedding. Allie and Evie, can either of you remember what we saw as we were walking into the wedding? What did we see outside? What did you see, Evie? A caterpillar. You know, and it was kind of crazy because I had just done all of my work on what we were going to talk about in children's message. And go figure, we see a caterpillar. It was just kind of hanging out, slinking along. What happens to those just kind of lifeless, ordinary caterpillars? What happens to those?
I don't know what happens to them.
You don't know what happens to them? A chrysalis, yep, and they end up into a cocoon, right? And while they're in that cocoon, lots of things happen, right?
Yeah.
And then they turn into a beautiful butterfly. Don't worry, it's fake. Okay, it's not going to fly away. This is a gift from Mary Zimmerman that I keep on my desk. But it was a nice little illustration for today to see just that beauty of that butterfly. So why am I talking about a new creation? If we were listening to that verse that Ryan read to us, can I read as well as you? Let's see. All right. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old is gone, a new creation has become. If we are in Christ, what about our hearts is kind of icky? What kind of icky things do we have in our hearts sometimes? Sinful things, things that we shouldn't be doing. You're all perfect? No? So what kind of icky things do we have in our hearts?
Garbage.
Sometimes it feels like we have garbage in our hearts, huh? But then we let Jesus into our hearts. That's a great, and yeah, Jesus comes through and he takes all of that garbage, all of that sin out of our hearts, and he cleanses us and makes us that new creation. He makes us into that beautiful butterfly, right? Does it happen right away?
No.
So kind of like that butterfly, that caterpillar that goes into that cocoon, it takes a little bit of time sometimes, doesn't it? Yeah. Letting Jesus into our hearts, it's a process, right? We have to wake up every day and say, yes, Jesus, I am choosing you. You are in my heart, and I'm going to be that new creation. So every time you guys see a butterfly, hang tight, I want you to remember that you are a new creation. You have Jesus in your heart, and you are waking up, and you are choosing Jesus each and every day, okay? We're going to say a quick prayer, and then I have a coloring page for all of you. Because we like creating things in our house and coloring. So you guys can make your own new creation, okay, with the coloring page. But let's say a quick prayer first, okay? Jude, can you sit down and pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of the children that are present here this morning. Just celebrating the fact that we are in this new space together. Lord, the symbolism of the new creation, the new aspects of being able to bring glory to your name, Lord. I just thank you for these young lives, these young hearts, and I ask that you continue to be part of their lives, to fill their hearts, to pull all of that junk and that garbage out of their lives and out of their hearts, Lord, knowing that you love them, and that because you love them, you are so willing to take all of that on for them. Lord, bless them as they go through this day, and we thank you so much for the ability to be here. In your loving name we pray, amen. All right, who wants a coloring page? All right, take a coloring page, head back to your seat.
I invite you to bow for a time of prayer together. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we thank you for the aspects of worship. To worship as a congregation, to worship as individuals, to worship here in the sanctuary, in our homes, throughout all of creation, wherever we might be. We thank you for the wonder of worship. In congregational worship, we thank you for the scriptures and its revelation. We thank you for the uplifting songs and the lyrics that point us to you. And Lord, as we settle into this renovated sanctuary and as we provide hopefully clear live streams and all kinds of things for our worship of you, we want to make sure that you know that we love you. We want to serve you. We thank you for creating our hearts and recreating our hearts through the power and the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the presence of your Spirit in our lives. Lord, as we worship this day, we are mindful of the world in which we live, where you challenge us, you call us, who have the name of a Christ follower, a believer in Jesus Christ. You challenge us to share the good news with others. And Lord, give us courage, give us wisdom, help us speak words that you would have others hear from us. Sometimes we get caught up on the words that we like to use, and we just pray that we would open our hearts to your lead in those conversations, those interactions we have. that we will help persuade people to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This morning, as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we thank you for the heart. We thank you for the witness of Paul, not only what he wrote, but also how he lived his life. And Lord, we pray that we would pattern our lives after him to glorify you. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, we lift up to you the names that are on our list of concerns. We especially pray for Chloe Merrillett once again, who will have another surgery, as it's been developed that there was some infection within her body in the first surgery. And we pray that this latest surgery will remove that infection, that she can heal from the various procedures she's had over the course of the last week and a half. Lord, we thank you that you have drawn us together, and hear us as we pray together the prayer of our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In our worship of God today, we have the wonderful blessing of witnessing the baptism of a child of God. So I invite Corey and Jocelyn to bring their son Maxwell forward to be baptized. I trust his big sisters are coming as well. So Allie and Evie. I believe today marks the first occasion when the infant being baptized was at 8 o'clock service as well. So Jocelyn did the children's moment at 8 and brought Max with her, so they got to meet him once again as well. The sacrament of baptism is a time of special celebration in the life and the ministry of not only a Christian family, but also within the Christian church. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. And as much as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children, as shared in Acts 3:39, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit symbolizes their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. The faith into which Max is being baptized is set forth in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which can be found on the inside back cover of the red hymnal, maybe on the screen. All right. I got to start checking those things. So let us affirm our faith together. Say with me, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Corey and Jocelyn know that Max was always a part of God's plan for their family. They pray that Max will always know he can call on God, and that through baptism, his heart is open to always seeking God's unfailing love for him. With those thoughts in mind, Jocelyn shared that Corey chose Jeremiah 29:11-13 to be read as Max is baptized today. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And now we're going to have a baptismal song, so I invite Buffy and David come forward to lead us. This I Know was chosen by Max's sisters, Allie and Evie. The lyrics point to an uncertain world, yet being reminded of the simple joy, Jesus loves me, and that his love overcomes all.